Our guest at the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Associate Professor of Counseling, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks. Good morning, Lavelle.
Good morning, Dr. John Mark Dempsey. How are you, sir?
Yeah, doing very well today. Something interesting coming up. This is at 3:45 Wednesday, November 13th in the Halliday Building here at A&M Commerce. The unveiling of a portrait of Ivory Moore.
That is correct. I want to thank President Rudin. We will be hanging the portrait of Mr. Ivory Moore. As you know, he was the first African-American administrator here on campus during the days of East Texas State University. President Bud McDowell was the one that recruited him to the university. And we have a portrait that will be hanging in the Halliday Student Services Building program beginning at 3:45 p.m. Stan McKee, one of the alums from the University, Veronica Reed, who is currently the director of a TRIO program, the program which Mr. Moore brought here to the university. So we're inviting the community and, of course, the entire university communities to come out and support the program.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Ivory Moore was mayor of Commerce for a time.
Mayor of Commerce, did a lot of work here in town to organize a group that I'm currently the chapter president here, the Texas Association Black Personnel in Higher Education. And as part of this great event, John Mark, we will also be recognizing some of our faculty and staff members doing a special ceremony as well right after the program with Mr. Moore. We'll have Dr. David Brown, Dr. Julia Ballinger, Dr. Joyce Young, and Mr. Daryl Peace, our Executive Director of Alumni Association. We'll have a special reception honoring those individuals right after the unveiling of Mr. Moore's portrait in the Halliday Student Services Building at 3:45 p.m.
So who is doing the portrait?
Deborah Lytle. Many of us know here in Commerce area. Of course, University Deborah does such an outstanding job.
Also, I think as an artist, she goes by Deborah Schubert Lytle. So some people may know her better by that name. In my mind, I'm thinking there's another portrait of Ivory Moore that I've seen somewhere.
The portrait of Mr. Moore was on display outside of the president's office. It's also been on display at City Hall and Mount Moriah Baptist Church, where Mr. Moore, of course, served as a deacon as well. So it's the same portrait. It's just made its journey around town, and now it will be permanently displayed there in the Halliday Student Services Building.
Ah, so this is an existing portrait that she did.
That is correct.
We're going to put it in a more prominent place.
That is correct.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, good. Well, Ivory Moore made a big impact.
Had a huge impact, not only here at the university, but throughout the entire state and the nation as well. The TRIO program was the brainchild of Mr. Moore. It was something that they got funded back in the 70s. A&M Commerce has been the model TRIO Upward Bound programs for the nation. So we're happy to have this lasting tribute mm-hmm. to Mr. Moore.
Does he still have family here?
Not family here in Commerce, but he has family members in the Dallas area.
I see. All right. We're talking with Lavelle Hendricks, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, A&M Commerce Associate Professor of Counseling. Now, another portrait, another event honoring a major person here at the university happened recently, and somehow the publicity of this just escaped me. But very interesting that there's a statue and a new portrait of Dr. Dan Jones.
As many of you know, Dr. Dan Jones served here at the university as our president. I want to thank President Rudin and, of course, Jelena Jones, former President Ray Keck, Linda King, Alicia Curran, Brian Weaver, and a lot of host of individuals who were behind the scenes to develop this sculpture as a permanent testament to the life and legacy of Dr. Dan Jones. And, of course, you know, it's located on the south entrance part of the library.
And it's a statue of him sitting on the bench. It's unusual. And the statue represents him at different stages of his life.
That is correct. And Brian Weaver's done an excellent job depicting President Jones from his early 20s all the way up to, of course, in his late 60s. And it's a beautiful tribute. It's a wonderful sight here on campus. And encourage everyone to go by it. Also, we have his tennis shoes bronzed as well, because, as you know, President Jones ran each day religiously for 26 consecutive years. And I can't thank Jelena and, of course, everyone behind the scenes that made this possible. And as you know, each year we have the Dan Jones 5K, and all of the proceeds from that event, it goes into defraying the cost of this wonderful sculpture that we have of President Jones here on campus.
Mm. And the first I knew of this, I was walking down the sidewalk, and I saw the shoes there. Mm-hmm. Somebody's shoes are out on the sidewalk. That I looked a little bit closer and saw the plaque there. So it's his running shoes that I get. I don't know if they're his actual running shoes, bronzed or.
Yeah, those are his actual running shoes that have been bronzed. And it was part of the homecoming celebrations here on campus.
Yeah. And then if you're not paying close attention, you probably think that statue is somebody sitting on that bench if you don't look at it directly.
And it's a beautiful sight. And as you know, President Jones, three words of innovation, imagination, and integrity. It's permanently displayed there on a marker as well that's lit 24 hours a day. So I encourage everyone to go by.
Very good. So events honoring Ivory Moore coming up Wednesday, November 13th at 3:45 in the Halliday Building. And then we've already had the event with the sculpture and the new portrait for Dr. Dan Jones. Lavelle, hot chocolate to your liking.
I love the hot chocolate on the day, especially on this day that we're having now.
Very good. And it's Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. Your start of the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.